Most of the ethanol currently made comes from corn grown in the central part of the U.S. Chris Kucharik is part of a team of researchers that's been studying what agricultural fertilizers do to the Mississippi River Basin. Kucharik says based on his study, ramping up the growing of corn for ethanol would increase nutrient pollution in the river by 10 to 20%.
That pretty much will make it impossible for us to reach a goal of reducing nitrogen export by the Mississippi River.
Kucharik says nitrogen pollution already contributes to a huge dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. The area is depleted of oxygen. He says his prediction of more problems may not come true if a lot of ethanol production is switched to crops that don't need much artificial fertilizer. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Kornbach.